Something's happened I don't like. I feel disempowered. I feel paranoid. I feel I'm not in control of the world. People aren't obeying me.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the fascinating but utterly predictable reaction of the left to the victory of Donald Trump in the presidential election. And it's quite enjoyable, really, to see one's theories just borne out in everyday life in a way that even the most normie blue-pilled person can't possibly deny. But before I do that, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe to my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most based content, where I put in-person interviews with fascinating people, where I put movies that I make, where I put transcripts of my videos, and where, if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. But most importantly, please subscribe, like, hit the bell, and leave a comment, because it helps me violently if you do that. Anyway, back to the video. In the recent undercover documentary by Hope Not Hate, stroke The Guardian, stroke Channel 4, they seem to rather mock the research that indicates that left-wing people are higher in mental instability than right-wing people. This is something of a cope, of course, because the meta-analyses indicate very clearly that left-wing people are more mentally unstable than right-wing people. Why? Or because what is left-wing? What is to be left-wing? To be left-wing is essentially to virtue signal about harm avoidance and equality. What is virtue signalling? It's a covert play for status. And why do you engage in a covert play for status rather than an up and front fight? Well, it's because you're high in neuroticism, you fear a fair fight. And why do you want to take over the world and be in control and dictate to people? It's because you're paranoid, it's because you feel insecure, it's because you want power. So of course left-wing people are going to be mentally unstable. And in addition, we are evolved over a very long time in evolutionary terms to be group-oriented. The dominant group dominates the other group. The ethnocentric group dominates the less ethnocentric group. And so obviously, therefore, being right-wing, that is to say being ethnocentric, being conservative, being nationalistic, is going to be associated with being mentally healthy, because things which are genetically healthy bundle together, and being the opposite of that will of course be associated with being mentally unhealthy. So it's obvious why this is the case. Now what you will get therefore is a general tendency, a correlation, is something like 0.3, something like that, between being conservative and being mentally healthy. But what does that do at the tails? What does it do at the extremes? And it means that at the extremes, you're going to get people that are very, very left-wing, that are very, very mentally unhealthy, that are mentally disturbed. And that is what, of course, we are seeing with the response to Trump. What kind of person has a meltdown, has a total meltdown where they can't cope and they just go mad? Two kinds of people: narcissists and people with borderline personality disorder. The research indicates that people who are left-wing are elevated in narcissistic personality disorder and elevated in Machiavellianism. What is narcissistic personality disorder? It is that you are highly neurotic, you are highly mentally unstable, you feel negative feelings strongly, you feel all kinds of bad things about yourself. And so you deal with this by creating a kind of false self where you reassure yourself that you are perfect. In particular, in this instance, you reassure yourself that you are morally superior. You are morally superior because you have the correct views. You therefore are more, if it's in a liberal society, you are more liberal than the last man. And this gives you a narcissistic supply, because people will say, what a morally good person you are, and then you feel good. And so you completely encompass and wrap up your sense of identity with being extremely left-wing and extremely woke, and you gain a sense of superiority accordingly. Deep down, of course, you don't feel it, and therefore, if anything questions the thing which gives you your sense of superiority, the thing which gives and threatens, indeed threatens, the notion that you can gain a narcissistic supply by
signalling liberalism, that is very dangerous. If liberalism is taken away and we are no longer in a liberal society, you will no longer get your narcissistic supply, and you will be confronted with the fact that you are simply a shallow, dishonest, lying, insecure person. And you feel negative feelings very strongly, remember. You feel them very strongly. So you won't be able to cope with that. That will send you mad. That will maybe even make you kill yourself, or you fear that it will do so. You know you won't be able to cope. And so therefore, when someone challenges that which brings about your narcissistic supply, you must destroy them. You must make them go away. You must say they're racist. You must just do something to shut them down so you can live in your fantasy universe in which you are important and you matter and you are grandiose and you are superior. So that's the one reaction. And the other reaction is just to go absolutely mad, to express what's called narcissistic rage, to become paranoid and psychopathic, and to express this deep, pent-up narcissistic rage, and getting the emotions out, getting those emotions out of your system, sort of allows you to calm. It all builds up, basically. You can't regulate it, you can't deal with it, and it explodes. And when you get that emotion out, a bit like crying, then it makes you feel a bit better, and it calms you down slightly, because you've expressed all of the pent up emotion, rather like a child. You're getting it out there, getting all the fury out there, brings you back down to a more stable state. And so that is why you see this narcissistic rage. And the narcissistic rage also acts to make people stay away from you, to make people go away, and leave you alone. And therefore you feel better in that way. You know, the bad people will be scared of you and leave you alone if you behave like this. And also, of course, such people have learned that's how you get what you want, which is more narcissistic supply. So by being angry like that, you are ironically signalling how left-wing you are, how emotionally genuine you are, and this is supposed to make people like you even more and realise you're more left-wing and give you more narcissistic supply and say what a lovely person you are. So that's why they do it. And the third reason is, of course, they're childlike. They're simply not used to not getting their way. As Jennifer Twenge has argued, we have a generation of narcissists. We have a generation of people that are brought up to get their way, that are never told no, that are never punished, that are never disciplined, that are never prepared for the harshness of life, that are just given whatever they want, anti-bullying policies and all of this kind of stuff. And so they're simply not prepared for something bad to happen. They're not psychologically prepared for it. And so when it does happen, they, like little children, they can't cope with it. And so they go mad like that. And what they have learned is if they have a tantrum like that, then rather than be punished, they will probably get what they want. So it becomes second nature. Now, they're not going to get what they want by screaming and whatever, but they've learned that that's kind of how you do it. And so therefore, they engage in it. So that is what we are seeing, certainly with the men. With the women, what we have is what's called borderline personality disorder. This is people who have a fundamental fear of abandonment, have never really grown up emotionally, and therefore, like children, feel feelings, all feelings, with incredible intensity and oscillate very easily between different feelings. But certainly they are overwhelmed by unbelievably negative feelings. They're extroverts. They like being the centre of attention, and they're prone towards narcissism, but they're also prone towards the opposite, towards utter self-deflation. So they'll oscillate between these extremes of being on the one hand narcissistic and thinking they're great, to on the other hand collapsing down, thinking they're awful and fearing abandonment, to being on the one hand schizoid and just wanting to be alone and whatever, to being on the other hand psychopathic, such people can get engaged in what's called borderline personality psychosis, where when they're put under stress, they adopt a different self, which is basically psychopathic and paranoid, as a way of coping with what they have experienced as a frightening, fast life history strategy, unstable, dangerous world. And of course, when they feel the world is that dangerous, they react in a psychopathic way. And being psychopathic is, of course, a way of dealing with an unstable environment. So these are people with no clear sense of self. Most people will move between certain, you know, between this level of anger and this level of kindness, whatever. They can, it's absolute extremes. There's no stable sense of self. They're constantly doubting who they are and what they are. Their goals are unclear because their sense of self-esteem is oscillating all the time between narcissism and self-loathing. So they're completely unstable kind of people, of extremely unstable people. And again, they can't cope at all with something bad happening to them. And so what you will get is the most extreme response if they've adopted a kind of narcissistic sense of self to cope with things, and therefore they are left wing and they are challenged, the response will be so overwhelming that they will just reduce down into little children. I mean, this is what the far left are, ultimately. They are being mentally unstable. They're basically children. They're people that suffer from arrested development, and society has made them suffer from that even more by not bringing them up in an adaptive way, and by not challenging them, and by not preparing them for the harshness of life, and preparing them in childhood for difficult things happening to them. Indeed, praising the idea of emotional expression rather than condemning it and saying you're mentally unstable, this is a problem, because of its runaway concern with harm avoidance and whatever. Therefore, people should be allowed to be emotionally incontinent. It should be absolutely fine. Lack of impulse control, lack of structure, lack of coping mechanisms, impulsivity. And that's what we end up with the left. They are like children. They are children. Remember that Kamala, whatever, the reason she couldn't do the concession speech quickly, because she has borderline traits, and so therefore she had to calm down. It takes them ages to get back to some kind of stability. Same with Hillary. Of course, it's going to be narcissistic women that are going to stand to be president. She couldn't calm down in time. Remember what you're dealing with. You're dealing with children. As Tennyson said, an infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light, and with no language but a cry.
Are you ready for the future of the West?